Good morning, brothers and sisters. So good to see you this morning. You know, every now and then, I don't know if Casey has felt this way or other pastors have felt this way, but you get to the conclusion of the first sermon and you think that didn't go that well. And you're kind of glad you got a second chance. So you're the second chance. This morning, I don't know, it felt to me like, I told some of you before, Casey, he was up here giving the announcements a while back, and he ran off with my notes. And today, I think the first service would have been better if he would have ran off with my notes. So, the Lord willing and the leading of the Spirit, I'm going to try to make some adjustments. And I say that because I wanted to make the message clear from last couple of weeks when I made the statement, we don't get to go to heaven on our terms. Okay, I made that statement a couple of weeks now, and I wanted to clear that up. Well, I'm not sure it got cleared up. So I'm going to try to do better this time. And so stay with me. I'm so thankful to see all of you here this morning. So thankful that we get to worship like this, aren't you? And you know, when I look at the people in the first service and I look at your faces again, I know that some of you are going through some hard times, and I'm sorry about that. But I sure am glad that we can come to the house of the Lord and just get with brothers and sisters in Christ and worship. Aren't you glad for that? I'm so thankful for that. So I'm thankful for all of you this morning. Today we're going to also hear from our Christian Motorcycle Association friends, so I want to try to make the message clear today and give them adequate time to close out our service and tell you a little bit about what Run for the Sun does and what Run for the Sun, that's terminology in the Christian Motorcycle Association world, what that does. So I want to follow up just a little bit more about that statement. We don't get to go to heaven on our terms. The obvious question, there's a couple questions that came to me last week afterwards. The obvious question for us could be, how do I know, Jim? How do I know if I'm ready to be with the Lord, if today is my last day? How do I know? Do I keep wondering? Is it just kind of like a gamble, a guess? Well, I hope I make it. It doesn't have to be. Jesus is clear, and the writers of the New Testament are clear. We can know. We can know, and that knowing is through Jesus Christ. So the obvious question is, when I make the statement, we don't get to go to heaven on our terms, the obvious statement is, how do I know? And then there's a follow-up question that I got last week and drilled down on it just a little bit. What about works? Because the Bible says this about works or that about works, and so I want to pull that all together and try and clear that up. John 15, if you've got your Bibles. I'm reading from the New King James Version. It will be on the big screen for you, but I'd like to invite you to follow along in your Bible. John 15, the first 8 verses. Jesus said this, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. In other words, the caretaker. Your Bible might say husbandman or caretaker. I am the vine, Jesus said. And my Father, he's the caretaker. Then Jesus says this. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he, the caretaker, he takes it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. He's speaking to the 12 primarily, but those that are with him in that circle at that point. Then he says, verse 4, abide in me, and I in you. Now he goes back to that analogy about the vine and the branches in the garden. He goes back to that analogy and he says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Before I read the other verses, I want to ask us to consider two things from these verses in answering the question, how can I know I'm ready for eternity with Jesus? Number one is, am I abiding in Jesus? I looked up that word to see what the Greek meaning of the word was. And that abide Greek word is meno. And it means literally to stay in a given place. Abide in me, he said. Stay connected to me, Jesus said. You want to produce fruit? The only way you're going to is you stay connected to me. Abide. So the first and obvious question, am I abiding in Jesus? Then the second question that goes right along with that, according to what he said here, am I bearing fruit? Am I bearing fruit for Jesus? Now, I can't tell you what fruit bearing means for you. I know what it means to me because God called me to the pastoral ministry, even though I told you in Memorial Stones Part 1, I didn't want to do that. I know what bearing fruit means for me, but I don't know what it means for you. It might mean because I love the Master, because I've read in his word, love my neighbor as myself. It might mean walking across the street someday because I know this neighbor is sick, she's hurting, she might even be dying. It might mean that and go pray for him. I don't know what bearing fruit for you means. I know what it means for me. It might mean, well, I kind of like kids and maybe they need help for VBS. Maybe I can do that. I don't know what it means for you, but when you're abiding in the vine, when you have trusted Christ as Master and Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit of God is going to give you a gift to be used for the kingdom, and he says, use it. I don't know what your gift is. I know what he's given me. So the two questions that I thought of as I read that first part, am I abiding in Jesus or am I just doing life on my own? Because remember, we don't get to go to heaven on our terms. Oh, we can go on his, hallelujah. But we don't get to go on ours. Remember the argument I used last night, I'm a pretty good guy. That's not going to get it done on Judgment Day. Unless you've been born again. Jesus goes on. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. It almost seems like that's a given when he says it that way. When you're really connected to me, you are going to bear fruit. It almost seems like when I read that, the Holy Spirit is going to help you. I assure you, When we have connected to Christ by faith, I talked about John 3 last week, and Jesus said, you must be born again or you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. And when that happens, when we are connected, when we, the branch, are connected to the vine, there's something that's going to happen, a supernatural from the Holy Spirit of God as he works that transforming power on us from who we used to be to who he wants us to be. There's something going to happen, and we're going to bear some fruit. That's what he says. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out. What's he saying? I think he's saying, for one thing, you can say, Jim, you're a Christian all day long, but if you're not inviting in Jesus, you're going to get lopped off and cast out. If anyone does not abide in me, he's cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they're burned. Just like you lop off the branch off the tree out here. It isn't going to keep bearing. That's what he's talking about. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. That's a pretty good deal, I'd say. When we are abiding in him, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. How do I know if I'm ready? How do I know if I'm still operating on my terms or I'm operating on his? Jesus said to be fruit bearers. That's a pretty good indication. To be fruit bearers for the kingdom of God. Every branch in me, verse 2, that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. I used the analogy last week from Darrell Waltrip. I'm going to quote him again once more in just a few minutes. But he said, I was a pretty good guy. I was a pretty good guy. And then he said, but good guys go to hell unless we've repented of sin and turned to Christ. That's what he said, and I believe he's right. And Jesus said here, every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, the Father takes it away. Is my life producing anything for him? I can say, well, I believe, Jim. I believe. I'm a Christian. I can say that all day. But Jesus said, the branch that says that, that isn't bearing fruit, he takes it away. God expects fruit. He's given us all a measure of talent. That's all the things that Jesus talked about. He's given us this measure, this ability, if you will. Maybe your gift is giving. Maybe God has blessed you in the pocketbook. Maybe that's your gift. I don't know what your gift is. I don't know what your fruit bearing is. But he expects us to bear fruit. Now let me say this. I got to hurry up because I got a lot more notes once again than I got time. Those who produce nothing, he takes away, Jesus said. But I want us to understand, please do not confuse fruit bearing with working your way to heaven. That's not what he's saying. That's not what I'm saying. He said in verse 5, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. That's not working your way to heaven. That's a result of abiding in the vine. Amen? That clears it up for me. You still with me, friends? Are you tired as the first shift was? The first service, a little tired, a little drowsy too. I think I put half of them to sleep. He's not talking about working my way to heaven. He's talking about abiding in Christ. I've given my life to Christ. Just like we looked at John 3:3 and John 3:5 last week when he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. And when we are connected to the vine, something happens supernatural. Something happens spiritually. And our lives begin to look differently. Our language begins to sound differently. Our approach to our neighbor and our boss and, well, the IRS and everything else begins to take on a different approach. Because I am abiding in him. I'm not talking about go out and do a bunch of good deeds and hope at the end of the day you're going to make it to heaven. That's not what he's talking about. He is saying he who abides in me and I in him will bear much fruit because we are abiding in the vine. That's what he's talking about. I got to hurry up, Carla. Where's Dale? Did he leave? Maybe I don't have to hurry up. Oh, you're it. Okay. What about that idea of good works? Somebody asked me after first or second service last week, what about when the Bible says, was not Abraham our father justified? This is James 2:21, by the way. Someone asked me this very directly. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac up his son on the altar? And so you've got that statement in the book of James, but we can't disconnect that statement from what James said earlier. Because what James said earlier, it starts at verse 14 if you got your Bibles. I'm in James chapter 2. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith? Or in other words, someone says, well, I believe, I'm a Christian, or I'm connected to the vine. What profit is that if there's no results? Are you hearing me this morning, friends? James did make the statement, was not Abraham our father justified by works? But he made it after he said this. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he doesn't have anything to show for it? That's when he made the statement about Abraham. James also said, James chapter 2, verse 20, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Then he says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? That's fruit because of faith. Amen? I'm going to ask Casey if I'm making it any clearer this time. I'm going to ask him to give me some feedback. I'm going to need a little critique here. But I want us to understand what the Bible is saying about fruit and works. When we connect to the vine, we repent of sin, and I mean all of it. And repent means turn away from the old stuff because that's not who I am anymore in Christ. When we repent of sin, when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive him by faith, we commit to following him, the Holy Spirit of God comes in, he begins to do that transforming work. We are new, and we begin to produce fruit for the kingdom of God, for Jesus, because we are connected to the vine. That's exactly what James is saying when he says, show me your faith, and I will show you faith by my works. I will show you there's results of it because of my faith in Christ. They're saying the same things. Exactly the same things. I'm going to wrap up with this, because I want to turn it over to our Christian Motorcycle Association members. I've said to us now two or three consecutive weeks this statement, we don't get to go to heaven on our terms, but anyone and everyone who will see a need for Christ and see what was accomplished on the cross, repent of our sins and embrace him by faith and commit to following him, then heaven is on his terms and it's doable for everybody. Amen. That's good news. Faith in Christ must be real enough to bear fruit. Is that clear, friends? My faith in Christ must be real enough to produce some fruit for the kingdom of God. I'm going to quote Daryl Waltrip once more, then I'm going to quit. I told you last week he spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast a bunch of years ago, and it's 28-minute YouTube. He said, I was a pretty good guy. That's what he said. And then he said, good guys go to hell. And then he said, if you never repented of your sins and you've never asked Christ to be master and Lord of your life, you're just a pretty good guy. Now, the quote I'm going to quote from him today, he said this, and I quote, fruit works because of faith. Here's what he said, and he's right. When the Lord comes into your life, you're going to be different. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. When the Lord comes into your life, he's going to change you. Here's what he said. When the Lord comes into your life, you're going to be different. You have to be different. If he comes into your life and you're not different, you better go back and try it again because the Lord will change you. End quote. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about from John 15 and James chapter 2. I guess I could have just went right to that quote and been done with it. That's what I'm talking about. When somebody tells me, how do I know? Has God changed you to the point of becoming a fruit bearer? Has God changed you when you've embraced him by faith? You've said, I've repented of my sin. I have received him as Savior. Has he changed you? Because if there's no change, I think Daryl Waltrip's advice is pretty good advice. You better go back and do it again because when the Lord comes into you, he's going to change you. Hallelujah. This is precisely what Jesus said in John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. That's exactly what Jesus said. Are you abiding in Jesus? Is there evidences of it? Are you really abiding in Jesus? God wants to work with us. He wants to do some pruning when Jim is a little rough around the edges. He wants to do some pruning. He wants to do some trimming because he wants me to produce more fruit for him, not for a pat on my back, not because I'm trying to work my way to heaven, for him, for his glory. That's what he wants for all of us. Am I abiding in him? I'm just going to close today's service in prayer. But as Dale said, there's a basket out there. There's some information out there. And before I pray for Dale, the CMA, and their Run for the Sun, I want to say this, that Sherry and I got to experience the pastor's retreat put on by the Christian Motorcycle Association a month ago. And at that pastor's retreat, there was the three representatives from the three organizations that they support. And they told about the work in a fair amount of detail for an hour and a half of what God is doing through these missionary organizations. And it is tremendous. I praise God for this fundraising event that motorcycle people have, then turn the money into these people, and they send it around the globe to do these things, as Dale has just described. It's a beautiful thing. So let's just close today in prayer. Father, thank you again for this day and all that it has involved. Thank you again for everyone here. May we receive from your word what you intend for us. I do pray a blessing upon the Christian Motorcycle Association and these local members who will be participating in a fundraising effort beyond this church and other churches to support these missionary and missionary organizations. I do pray that you would bless them and the funds would be miraculous. And you, in turn, O God, would bless those people around the globe with Bibles and motorcycles and encouragement and help and all the things that they do. So bless this Run for the Sun event this year. May you be glorified in and through it. Thank you for Christian Motorcycle Association. Thank you for each and everyone that's here today. Go with us this day, this week. May we be fruit producers because we are connected to the vine that is Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.